Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Get you ready for an action-packed day of football.
Swift to the outside, in for the Chicago touchdown.
Cowboys bring it four. Love throw it in. It's a touchdown! Romeo Doubs again!
From sides to totals to props, we've got you covered. It's BetMGM Network's You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff with your hosts, Nick Kostos and Sam Paniatovich. Presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Hour number two, Countdown to Kickoff, Week 5, NFL Sunday. Prop King coming up in moments. Best bets 40 minutes from now. Just to clarify something we said last hour, Tyler Smith is active for Dallas, but per Todd Archer of ESPN, will only be used in case of emergency. So Dallas is going to be down 4 or 5 offensive linemen. I guess if like everyone got hurt, Tyler Smith would come in. So he's active, but again, only going to play in case of emergency. Sammy, we've gone to break in the Browns-Vikings game. Cleveland has to punt 17-14. Vikings will have 1st and 10 in their own territory. Vibe check here. How you're feeling about our Cleveland Browns wagers?
Feel good. I am sweating also the Dylan Gabriel prop. I have under 180.5 passing yards. He's sitting on 135. But with them in the lead, as long as they can protect this 3-point lead, just run the ball down their throats. I feel okay. But I'm ready to be hurt, Nick, as I always am.
Nah, we're going to, well, maybe not. Maybe it won't go well. I hope it will.
I like how you started positive and then just tapered right off.
Well, you know, you do this for long enough. You know that old chestnut. You know how this goes. Could go either way.
I will say.
Hopefully it goes our way.
I'm very happy to be here with you on Sunday and not taking 3 hours of wedding photos like I was last Sunday.
Oh, man. Oh, Sammy, you are a way, way, way better friend than me. Sam Paniatovich, a great friend. Before we do Patriots-Bills, anything happening right now with the game set to kick off in about an hour?
Again, I don't want to say that I like the Jets. Let's be very clear here. But the market has moved. Okay, that's fine. I'm just saying, when I say these things, it's not my money. It's what the market is doing. So when we started this show an hour ago, Dallas was a 1.5-point favorite basically everywhere. Now you look at the board, and the Jets are favored at most sports books. BetMGM has a 1. Circa and Superbook in Vegas have 1.5, a lot of 1.5 offshore. The Jets have swung to the favorite day of the game. That's decent money going in on an 0-4 team. Now, some people say, I don't care, the team stinks, but the market is betting against the Cowboys. And Nick told you, there are serious injuries on that Cowboys offensive line, and we know their defense can't stop anybody. So to see that team go from the dog to the favorite day of the game, granted, not a big move through zero, but a notable one, as an 0-4 team is now favored in week number 5.
And anything happening with the Texans and the Ravens, Sam, in Baltimore, with all the injury announcements that we gave last hour for Baltimore?
Show started. Houston was 1, 1.5. Now we're 2, 2.5. I don't think we're getting to 3, but the Houston Texans, who opened as a 6.5-point dog a week ago, 7 days ago, are now a 2, 2.5-point favorite. That's a 9-point move in Vegas.
Yeah, and then again, Hamilton out, Stanley out, Matabuke out, Roquan out, Humphrey out, and the piece de resistance, Lamar Jackson out for the Baltimore Ravens. Sam, last game for us to hit on the Sunday slate, Sunday Night Football, Bills and Patriots. Buffalo will be wearing its all-white cold front rivalry uniforms. It's going to be like 75 degrees, just saying. What's doing here with the Bills and the Patriots tonight?
The market doesn't seem to factor in the Tony Montana uniforms. That's what we were calling them all week. The all-whites, the Tony Montanas. Exactly. So Buffalo, believe it or not, a week ago, opened as a 10-point dog, or 10-point favorite, excuse me. So they came in and bet New England early in the week to kind of get this to 8. Now we're 7.5. A lot of support for the Patriots. I have the Patriots in my many losers pool. That's the Kelly in Vegas pick the loser pool. So I need Buffalo
just
to win.
Oh, I love that idea.
Oh, I'm awesome at that. I stink at real Survivor. At reverse Survivor, I may be the best in the country. So
I want to get in on this. I'm upset that I didn't play this. That sounds amazing. Third and 10 long conversion to Justin Jefferson, Vikings and Browns territory. Please continue. I apologize.
So basically in Survivor, I want to take a 2-point favorite every week and I always lose by October. In reverse Survivor, though, I see the ball very clearly. Look, the Patriots are getting better, and their schedule absolutely stinks. But I'm tired of hearing how good Drake May's metrics are. Oh, look at all that. They've played three horrible teams and a Steelers defense that stinks. And they lost that game, honestly, because they turned the ball over 5 times or whatever. This is their first real test Sunday night on the road. I hope they get blown out.
I'll split the difference here. You know I like Drake May. Like, I think he's awesome, and I guess awesome is a really strong word. I think he's good for sure. Like, definitely good. Now it's just, like, how good is he? So I like Drake May a lot. I bet Buffalo. Bills are my favorite bet of the day. I think the points spread should be 10.
There we go.
I think it's like Buffalo. Name the score for Buffalo. I feel good about that. And we're talking teasers. Buffalo -2. Is that something that interests you?
Okay, there we go. Well, I don't know if you were asking or telling.
Oh, I'm both.
To get it through 7 would be nice, for sure. I will probably, here's what I'm thinking later in the day, when I get through the afternoon slate and I'm looking for things to do tonight, I will probably do, actually, you know what? I'm going to do it right now. Let's go to BetMGM and do a Bills to win and a Chiefs to win. Oh, look at this square guy. Yeah. It's going to win. It's going to win. All right, so the Bills
to
win
and the
Chiefs
to win. Let's get real square. Put the Eagles in there too.
I just wanted a Chiefs and Bills moneyline parlay. And if that would populate for me, that would be great. Okay, it's not loading right now, so maybe I just got kicked out. I'll report back.
Well, let's see. Okay, we'll come back to this. Vikings on third down, Carson Wentz sacked for like a 2-yard loss. So I think they're going to bring Will Reichert in for a long field goal to tie the game. I can't tell at the moment because NFL Network is showing the 19th replay of the Carson Wentz sack. Okay, anything else on the board, Sammy, or we get to thy royal prop, King?
Take it away, King.
All right, well, we'll do the field goal first. So Reichert stepping up for a 51-yarder. This is well within his range. Remember, he banked a couple long ones home this year. Snap the spot, the kick is up, and it is way wide right. Missed it by 10 yards.
Good.
So, yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck. I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Cleveland holds a 17-4. Like, that was not even close, this kick from Will Reichard. Almost blocked. Not blocked. This was an organic miss. Missed it by a mile. So the Browns will take over. They will take over, I'll tell you exactly where, on their own 41, up 17-14, 9:41 to play. Can we get a field goal?
Field goal would be great. I have something else for you. Bills and Chiefs, moneyline parlay, minus 114 at BetMGM. That's a winner.
Just for bleeps and giggles.
Sure.
What if you put the Eagles in there?
Plus 170.
Now, you know, a square has four sides. What if you put Lions money line in there?
I'm not sure that it's going to move up that much. Plus 215.
I'll tell you what. Now, let's say a square had five sides.
Stop.
What if it was a hexagon? What if you put Arizona in there? Then what would it be? All right.
If you did, the sports folks would love you. That's what they would do.
Right. No, I love Bills Chiefs. I'm gonna have Eagles Chiefs, Eagles Bills, and all three of them. Like every combination of those. What could go wrong? Okay. All right. So without further ado, listen. Prop King struggled the first few weeks. Prop King has been, we've been rolling. Sam, have you been following what Femi's been doing with Femi's Island first touchdown scores?
Touchdowns? Yeah.
Dude, he's hit four straight in Island games, first touchdown scores. It's been hit both on Monday night and then hit Thursday night with Jake Tonjes. So we look forward to Femi's Island tomorrow night on You Better You Bet looking for a fifth consecutive first touchdown scorer in an Island game. And because Femi's been dominating, thy Royal Prop King has been relegated to thy second standing on You Better You Bet. But listen, Prop King is getting hot, and we're going to look to keep it rolling here as the Prop King descends down from thy royal throne. Traipses across thy royal purple velvety carpet over to thy royal balcony to gaze down upon you, the swine, to offer winning prop picks to fill thy coffers with coin, week 5 in the NFL.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your prop king, Nick Kostos. All hail King Kostos.
All hail King Kostos.
Worship me, pigs. I would love to win this Browns bet. I just love it. Holding on the Browns on 1st and 10. Moving back 10 yards. Oh, baby. Colts and the Raiders. Mentioned this last hour on the show. So the Colts are without star slot corner. Don't say those words too fast. Star slot corner, Kenny Moore. Last week, Puka Nacua ran roughshod through this Colts secondary. Jacoby Myers, the law firm, he's like destitute man's Puka Nacua, which is more of a compliment to Puka. Jacoby Myers is a good receiver. Myers, 71.5 receiving yards. Yes, please. With no Kenny Moore and no Brock Bowers, he'll be for sure the number one option in the pass game for Geno Smith. Is Dylan Gabriel on 1st and 20? Checks it down to David Njoku. Got about 10 yards. Looking like a 2nd and 10 coming up here for the Browns. We are under 9 minutes to play in London. Anytime touchdowns. Raheem Mostert for the Raiders, who's playing behind Ashton Gentry right now, that Gucci, that Gentry, that Prada. If we knew that Ashton Doolin would play the full complement of snaps on the outside, I would say let's bet Ashton Doolin. We don't know if it's going to be him or A.D. Mitchell makes it a pass. And if anyone wants to bet Jonathan Taylor to score a touchdown, good bet. He's amazing. I'd bet him to score multiple touchdowns, like 2 or 3, as opposed to just 1. Saints and the Giants. as handoff to Quinshon Judkins on 2nd and 9. He's one of the best running backs in the league already. First down for Judkins, like a 15-yard run on 2nd and 9 into Vikings territory for the Cleveland Browns. Judkins over 100 yards rushing with a rookie quarterback making his first NFL start against a Brian Flores defense. This kid's ridiculous. Anyway, Saints and the Giants. So Prop King was thinking, back to the good old days of the Brian Daboll era. Aren't that many. 2022, when the Giants went to the second rounds of the playoffs with a wide receiving core of Darius Slayton, Isaiah Hodgins, and the super freak, Richie James. Now, with Malik Nabers out, it's Slayton, Wandale Robinson, and either Jalen Hyatt or Bo Collins. Why can't they have success throwing the ball here? Like, Daboll has shown that he can do it with substandard receivers. My favorite of the group today, Wandale Robinson, over 44.5 receiving yards. Anytime touchdowns. Daniel Bellinger, the Giants' number two tight end, who's targeted every week behind Theo Johnson. And I got a lot of questions from Giants fans. Jalen Hyatt or Bo Collins as the number three receiver? Jalen Hyatt has never shown an ability to earn targets in year three with the Giants. I'd rather take a shot with the undrafted rookie out of Notre Dame, Bo Collins. Bo Collins, anytime touchdown. And the Saints will have all three tight ends active today, Taysom Hill, Juwan Johnson, and Foster Moreau. I would bet Foster Moreau to score, the longest odds, the island of Dr. Moreau. Cowboys and Jets, Justin Fields rushing yards prop, 49.5. No, needs to start with the 5. Fields over rushing yards, anytime touchdowns. Let's take a shot on Jaden Blue in his NFL debut today for Dallas. And if you like Breece Hall, bet Breece to score multiple touchdowns, not just one, with Braylon Allen out. And just in the Cowboys receiving group, they will be playing a guy today named Jalen Cropper. Cropper, like taking people out of pictures. With Turpin out, he's a massive price to score. I'm not saying he's going to score, but he's going to play today and no one knows who he is. And he's a massive price to score. Jalen Cropper. It's an unfortunate name. Eagles and the Broncos. Take your pick of A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith. I think both will be the squeaky wheels today. Devontae's a lower price, and he's likely to avoid Patrick Surtain. Devontae Smith over 45.5 receiving yards. Anytime touchdowns. As the Browns getting set to punt, they were unable to convert another first down. So here is the punt from Cleveland. The punt is away, and they will try and down this inside the 5. And they do. Downed at about the 2-yard line. It's a great job by Cleveland special. No, they call it a touchback. Damn it.
Ugh.
It's terrible.
I will say, you describing a punt inside the 5 as the Prop King music is underneath is very funny.
Thank you. So Vikings will have 1st and 10 from the 20-yard line. Grant Calcaterra, who gets targets every week in the Eagles offense behind Dallas Goedert at tight end. And this is a name that I really loved after the draft. And he's starting to play now for Denver and played a bunch on Monday night. And Sam will know this guy because he went to Illinois. Pat Bryant at a big price to score a touchdown today for Denver. Dolphins-Panthers do this one quick. Tet McMillan over 64.5 receiving yards. He should break 100 today for Carolina. You could actually ladder Tet McMillan anytime over receiving yards, anytime touchdowns. Julian Hill behind Darren Waller. Mitchell Evans, who scored last week. Let's go back to the Mitchell Evans well for the Carolina Panthers. On the other side, the rest of the props for today. Any teasers and underdog money line parlays we like as well, and we'll keep you updated on the Vikings and the Browns.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.